Timeliness in precipitation across the Midwest over the next 10 days to 2 weeks will be extremely important, since a lot of the region has not seen a lot of healthy rainfall recently. The last 30 days across the Midwest have left many areas with below average precipitation totals. In fact, less than half of normal rain has occurred in probably a good 75% of Iowa. At least 65 to 70% of Illinois has seen less than half of normal rain, and the same is true for a small portion of northern Indiana and southern Michigan, as well as a big part of Missouri and Kansas, as well as all of the Delta. In fact, some of these areas I just mentioned in Kansas and portions of the Delta in southeastern Missouri have actually seen less than 25% of normal precipitation over the past 30 days, and that is not the first time we've had drier than usual conditions in these areas. We've seen the same thing occur in portions of April and even in parts of March for some areas. The onward drier bias in these areas is becoming more and more of an issue, with seasonal warming still occurring and temperatures likely to be fairly warm as we move through the heart of summer. It's always difficult to get enough precipitation to fall to counter evaporation during the summer months, and with the soil moisture already at low levels in some locations, this year will be more challenging than most unless we can get some kind of a significant change to occur in rainfall patterns. I personally believe that El Nino was the only sign of hope that we could get. El Nino has not begun to evolve yet, although the symptoms of El Nino are certainly building up across parts of the Pacific Ocean. And as we get into July and August, I think we will start to see an evolution towards an El Nino event. That's the earliest that we could see conditions change across North America, and the odds are fairly high that it will come very late in the season, if it comes at all, because the atmosphere needs time to adjust to the developing El Nino. It's not just going to happen all of a sudden. So with all that rambling aside, the bottom line is we're going to continue to see rain events come across the Midwest periodically, but they're not likely to have the volume of rain that we're used to seeing at this time of the year. And the amount of relief that occurs from one rain event to another is going to be highly variable and mostly limited, leaving many areas crying out for greater amounts of precipitation. Today's greatest rainfall will likely occur in northern Illinois this morning. We'll likely see the precipitation fall apart for a little while during the middle part of the day, enhance again as we get into the evening and overnight hours across portions of Indiana and Michigan, and even northwestern Ohio. That is on top of one area that has seen less than half of normal rainfall for the past 30 days. The precipitation will be welcome. A quarter to three quarters of an inch may occur, with some local totals maybe getting up close to an inch in a couple of counties. But this is only a small portion of the Midwest. Most other areas will not see nearly that much rain, and we probably won't see enough to counter evaporation in quite a few locations. The Delta will also see a good chance for rain today and tonight, even into the day tomorrow. The precipitation occurs in that area will also be extremely important after a long period of dry weather and very warm temperatures. The amount of moisture that occurs, though, will probably still be disappointing, and follow-up rain will be very important. Most of the Midwest will have opportunities for additional rain this Friday into the weekend and again early next week. Both of the disturbances are expected to be weak events, producing upwards to a quarter of an inch most often, maybe some 5 6/10 of an inch amounts. The precipitation this weekend will likely be focused on the western portions of the Corn Belt and will probably not produce a lot of moisture in the east. The second event next week will likely generate rain from Minnesota and Wisconsin to the Ohio River, but it will probably not do very well in areas to the east and to the west. Temperatures will be seasonable during a big part of the week next week, but will be quite cool for the next few days. Highs will run mostly in the 60s and lower 70s. But as we get into the late week and early part of next week, we'll start to warm up. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.